Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth from Time to BS. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I got something to tell you all today. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one simple place. Let me explain before we start the show. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or even your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one simple place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. So what are you waiting for? Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy the show. Thanks to our friends over at Lottering Watches for sponsoring Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIMETOBS at lottering.com for some sweet deals over on the website. That's time, the number two, and BS at LaTerrain.com.
It's time to BS.
Did the Jets make a mistake or what? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sports Cave, episode number 8. A lot to get to, guys. For starters, congrats to Long Island's own MJF on winning the AEW World Heavyweight title at Full Gear over the weekend. So that was awesome. Over Jon Moxley, and by a betrayal of William Regal, turns on Jon Moxley, handing MJF the brass knuckles to then deliver finishing blow to Moxley, cashing in this case is Double or Nothing Chip to win the AEW World Heavyweight title. So congrats to Maxwell Jacob Friedman of Plainview High School. Good for him. I know it's a little late to say, but it looks like Chicago may have their quarterback. And the Jets do not. But let's talk about Justin Fields. Fields right now is looking like Lamar Jackson with a better arm. Am I wrong on Justin Fields? Like, I've been saying that, like, Ohio State quarterbacks cannot be trusted. And people will say, like, Alabama quarterbacks can't be trusted. Well, no shit. Tua Tagovailoa and Mac Jones are, like, the best ones they've had in, like, ever. Realistically speaking. I mean, back-to-back first-round picks. Tagovailoa and then Jones. And then you get Ohio State, which has had a worse resume. Troy Smith, JT Barrett, you know, Cardale Jones, oh my God. Braxton Miller, I'm a Penn State fan, so these guys haunt me. C.J. Stroud now might be the top overall pick in this coming draft. And now Justin Fields. It looks like Fields might be the guy. Dwayne Haskins, there's another one, rest in peace. And it looks like Chicago may have found their guy, which is unreal to think about because his rookie year, god-awful situation, just awful. But the dude's been running like crazy in a good way. So good for him. The Jets may have quite possibly made another terrible quarterback mistake. And I am here for it. I'm here for the stupidity. The Jets announced today they have benched quarterback Zach Wilson in favor of Mike White, because Zach Wilson answered a pretty basic question ignorantly. Did you let your defense down with your performance today against the Patriots? No. That's it? No? That's all we're going to say? No? I know these particular podcasts I like to do because it gets me an opportunity to talk sports and shit that I love to do, shit that I like to talk about. It helps me clear my head a lot better when I'm able to record podcasts. I know I've been slacking with producing content, and that's fine. Been busy. Life happens. And Zach Wilson has had a very, very tough life being so spoiled by BYU and his MILF of a mom or talking to Cougars or playing for BYU Cougars. Literally, Zach Wilson is literally a MILF hunter. They made a whole article about this. It's hysterical. You know. And then the Jet fans push and push and push and push and push, saying that Zach Wilson is the guy. And it took 20 games for them to give up on Zach Wilson. How long did it take for them to give up on Sam Darnold? Jet fans, you are impatient. God. And Will's no better. He said that, oh, the Jets should have taken Justin Fields. I don't know. I don't care. I mean, it's, I don't know. Speaking of mistakes, how long until Denver admits they screwed up in the Russell Wilson era already? The Seahawks currently, courtesy of the Denver Broncos, currently have the 5th overall pick in the NFL draft. If you ask how I'm doing great, because I currently own the 22nd pick, I think, and the 5th pick in the NFL draft. So I'm doing great. I'm doing dances and shit. I'm bouncing up and down. I'm just having a good time. Having a good time. Got a Seahawk tattoo. Islanders on one arm. Seahawks on the other arm. It's a good time. It's a good time, guys. Denver, you fucked up. Denver, you're royally fucked up here. And you're screwed because you're paying this guy $50 million a year to be a money hog, an attention seeker, and a guy who only cares about himself over the team. If the reports are true, saying that Russell Wilson wanted an office in the Seahawks practice facility, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Brady, Joe Montana, or Peyton Manning. Don't give a shit. You're not getting it. Fuck you. And I owe a gigantic apology to Pete Carroll. I owe a gigantic apology to Coach Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks. Jody Allen, the current owner of the Seahawks, I say current because the team is getting bought soon. And by soon, I mean in 3 years. Jody Allen chose Pete and John Schneider over Russell Wilson. And that may have just saved the entire fucking franchise. One decision saved the whole franchise. One. One little trade saved the entire culture. And Jody Allen basically said, you are in your wheelhouse now. Go win us some games. And I will say a crazy thing. The Seattle Seahawks are officially in Super Bowl contention. Starting next month, December, in 2 weeks, the Seattle Seahawks will officially be in Super Bowl contention. Depending on what happens in the next few weeks, if they make the playoffs and potentially win the division, because they got a shot. How many of us expected this to happen? Not me, but like, I don't know. The Seattle Seahawks, if they win the NFC West, will officially be in Super Bowl contention. And I cannot believe I'm saying that out of my own stupid mouth. I cannot believe I'm saying that. But I am. Here we are. speaking of the NFC West, I'll get to this. I'll get to more Seahawk talk in a second. But the Rams have sold their souls for a Super Bowl win. It's like the Astros, except they just won another title. But the Los Angeles Rams sold their soul for a Super Bowl title, for a single Super Bowl. They traded for Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd. Well, they signed him, but you know, they traded for a bunch of guys. They signed a bunch of players too. Odell Beckham, Andrew Whitworth, who retired, and Matthew Stafford is another one. And then the Rams are currently 3-7 and might be eliminated from playoff contention. Cooper Kupp is out for the year. They're fucked here. They're in cap hell, and they are fucked. And it's their own damn fault. I got a great question for you all. And we got a few minutes left, so I got to make this quick. What did the Seahawks do with Jamal Adams since Ryan Neal has played great? Remember that terrible defense the Seahawks have had? Yeah, so they're currently 5th in defense right now. It's crazy to think about. They're a top 10 defense. That's insane. And Ryan Neal has outplayed Jamal Adams since Jamal's been out for the year since week one. What do you do? What do you do? Do you move into linebacker? Do you cut him? Do you trade him? What do you do? I think what they'll do is they'll move Jamal to inside linebacker opposite next to Jordan Brooks because they play a 3-4, and then keep Ryan Neal at strong safety. I think that's just what they got to do because you can't cut him. Can you? I don't know these things. But I think you got to do what you got to do. At this point, I think you have to do what you got to do. And you have to find a way to get Jamal Adams rolling. The Islanders are rolling, speaking of rolling, and it's glorious for me. Oh, so salivating. It's like, it's the fact that the Islanders are rolling is so salivating. It's like the stuffing that my girlfriend is making. It looks delicious. It's beautiful. Just like her. Here she comes again. Here she comes. Hi, babe.
Hi, baby.
What you got?
An apple.
You got an apple? All right.
Crunch it.
It's delicious.
Here, baby.
Just look at the sound just picking up on it.
Here, bite it next to it.
Apple ASMR. This is the kind of shit that we should do. Just like BS sessions, like have fun and shit. That'd be great. We're still recording, by the way.
An apple.
You having fun? Mm-hmm. I should put in the description with special appearance from Katie.
Kisses.
Love you.
Love you more.
She's great. Where was I up to? I lost track. Oh yeah, the Islanders. Who thought the Islanders were going to suck? Not me. I thought they'd be fine. They're scoring. They're currently third, technically tied for second in the Metro with the Carolina Hurricanes. But the fucking Devils? Jesus. Who said New Jersey was going to do great? Not me. The NHL's a crapshoot. The NHL's a giant shit show. It's bad. All right, let's finish off with some wrestling topics. Who's gonna challenge Katie's daddy, Roman Reigns, for the undisputed WWE heavyweight title. She's probably going to come in right now and be screaming me.
What? All I heard was Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's why I said, who's going to challenge daddy, Roman Reigns?
Not me.
Yeah, no shit.
Sheamus.
Oh, it's Sheamus now?
No, I... Roman Reigns, I love. But Sheamus was my first favorite.
Okay. Honestly, I liked an Irishman.
Indeed. I had a ginger phase.
You had a ginger phase?
Yeah. Doesn't everyone?
I mean...
There's a topic.
It's a topic. Can we do one?
Yeah.
If they don't... Okay, hold on. I'm pausing this. I accidentally deleted shit. Or accidentally paused the recording, and that's okay. Because this guy can be an idiot sometimes. Who's going to challenge Roman Reigns for the undisputed heavyweight title at WrestleMania? Who would it be? Who is it going to be? No one knows, and quite frankly, no one cares. Because he is unstoppable according to booking. I don't know what's going to happen, but... We shall see. Watch CM Punk return to WWE at the Royal Rumble and wins the Rumble and challenges Roman for the Undisputed title at WrestleMania. That'd be hysterical. But, who knows? Alright, have a good one, guys. This is Daniel Smooth signing off. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Sportscape, brought to you by Time to BS Podcast. And I hope to see you guys in this life or the next one. Have a good one, guys. We'll be right back.